American Transmission Company and Xcel Energy would operate the Badger Coulee line together. If the line is approved, it would replace existing power lines with much larger ones that carry more power. The companies have decided on two route options. The lines travel extensively down Interstate 94, and both corridors include construction in rural areas west of the interstate. ATC spokeswoman Kaya Freeman says they're required to look at factors like environmental impact before choosing a route.
They are existing corridors such as existing transmission lines, interstate highways, state highways, things like gas pipelines, roads, recreational trails, and the last option is new right-of-way or cross-country.
The line could cost up to $552 million. Freeman says some ratepayers would see a 1% increase on their electric bill. Seven counties and almost 90 municipalities have adopted resolutions requesting that the PSC impartially explore all options before approving the Badger Coulee line. Rob Danielson is with the Town of Starks Energy Planning and Information Committee, a group that opposes the line.
They feel that there's a very good chance that taking this large amount of money and investing that amount of money into energy efficiency and local power would deliver benefits that they much prefer.
A decision by the PSC is not expected until 2015. Maureen McCullum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.